Direct from San Diego, it's blindbargains.com coverage of CSUN 2014. The biggest names,
provocative interviews,
and wall-to-wall exhibit hall coverage. Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
Every parent wonders, will I do a good job raising my child? If your child is visually impaired, you have that question too, and many more. Family Connect is a website that gives parents of children who are visually impaired a place to connect with each other, share stories and concerns, and find resources on raising their children from birth to adulthood. You aren't in this alone. Get connected at www.familyconnect.org.
Now, here's Chansey Fleet.
Hi, I'm here with David Raistrick of Envision America, here to talk about Script Talk. So what is the big exciting news about Script Talk this year?
So the big thing is, with regard to accessible prescriptions, is just more options as far as availability. Every year we kind of get a little more traction, more and more pharmacies adding to the mix of putting accessible prescriptions at a level of importance, and CVS is one of those right now. So CVS has announced the nationwide service for mail order prescriptions, which is great. It doesn't put them in every single CVS in the nation, but we're definitely headed that way. Mail order is important for a lot of people. Anybody using CVS and or Caremark, you know, they can get their prescriptions via mail with a special electronic label. So that's what Script Talk's all about, is putting that little special electronic tag that on prescriptions, which really stores all the medication information right there electronically on the bottle. Okay, so what then happens is you get a reader from Envision America, from us, and we provide that. You get that for free, and when you're using the service, and you simply turn the device on, press a button, and scan your medications, and you can literally get all those details, medication details spoken.
And having it available by mail order, I assume, just opens it up to people that might not have a CVS location near them that carried this previously.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, this stair-stepping of, every announcement that we make with regard to more people doing it, it's these pharmacies are finally waking up to accessibility as being an important aspect of their services. And kudos to CVS and also Walmart, obviously, has been doing it for a little while. I'll do a quick little demo, Chansey.
I actually have a question for you. Mm-hmm, do you think that Walmart doing it motivated CVS to do it?
You bet. And then so the next pharmacy that's going to come on board is going to be motivated by both of them. And so that's just the way of the world. That's how progress happens. That's how we get from, that's how I guess the acorn moves to the mighty oak, right?
Yeah. So, all right, let's do the demo.
I'll do a quick demo, and I'll turn this device on. So this is the Script Talk reader, and this is what patient has in the home.
Script Talk station ready.
Okay. So I've got a little demonstration bottle here that has...
Before you do that, if you don't mind, I want to take a quick look at the device and kind of verbally describe. It reminds me of a smoke detector in its shape and its size. And it has an array of raised tactile bumps that outline where the bottle, I believe, is about to go.
That's where the kind of landing pad or place that you do the scanning part.
And from left to right, we've got three buttons. One is a down-pointing triangle that, and in the middle is an oval with a dot, and then an up-pointing triangle. And then in the front, am I right in thinking this is the volume?
On, off, and volume, right.
Okay.
Right.
So
the button in the center there that has the braille dot, you press that once. So go ahead and press that one. And then it's just a matter of taking the medication and sitting it on top.
Patient. John Smith. Medication. Amoxicillin. 250 milligram tablets. Instructions. Take one tablet 3 times daily with meals.
So from start to finish, it's going to read that. So go ahead and press and stop. Okay, so now I can use those arrow buttons, you know, on the left and the right.
To go through layers?
To move through the, it's like a ladder of information.
Good.
So I can get to the piece of information I want, take my meds, get in and get out, right?
And
you know,
there.
So it's not going to take you a lot of time.
Absolutely. And if you've got a lot of medications, then suddenly that becomes infinitely more important because you've got a lot of information to go through. You need to go through to the port that you need.
Right, no doubt. And so also part of the label, which is really, really important, even though it's just a new feature that we have now, we have an IVR system, which pharmacies can now, when they do a script talk label, what you'll get is also an 800 number that you can call and a code for that medication. And so what you get with script talk is the label information, but you know there's all that other information that pharmacies give you.
Mm-hmm.
They call it the patient information, right?
Yep.
Patient information package. And that packet of information has details on, you know, generically, what does that medication do for you? What are the contraindications? What to do if you miss a dose? How to store the medication? All those seemingly minor details, but very, very important details on how to manage your medications. The kind of stuff that you'll probably listen to one time,
mm-hmm.
just to get a flavor for what you're dealing with.
Right. Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Why is it necessary to put that information up on an 800 number? What is the limitation that prevents it from being on?
It's just a matter of the amount of data that's associated with each one. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, each medication, you know, you'll have upwards of, you know, 3, 4, 5 pages
sure.
of information.
So how much data can this device handle?
It's a 10K. The label itself is a 10K label. So no matter what, some of the data, that extra data just does not fit on that label. So instead we've decided to put it on an IVR. It is kind of extra information, the kind of stuff that you'll only do once or twice. So just hopping on the phone, punching and dialing in that code that it gives you. It's just a nice feature, a nice if you're feeling a little bit funny from a med, or if you want to check something out that you thought the doctor said, you can grab that information too. So,
do you think you'll always be using 10K labels?
Well, we're kind of moving as close as we can to more data. Everything's going to the cloud, really, is, and that's important, and that's where actually all that data sits. And yeah, I mean, we're actually experimenting with 32K labels too, and so we're moving that direction of, you know, either cloud computing or just larger data storage capability.
Could you go ahead and give your URL and contact information?
Yeah. So yeah, it's Envision America. www.envisionamerica. That's envisionamerica, all one word, .com. And you can always contact us at 800-890-1180. If you're interested in starting with CVS or Walmart or any pharmacy, even if you have your own pharmacy that, doggone it, you just want to use, just give us a call. Again, that 800 number, and ask to talk to somebody about getting set up with Script Talk. We'll take you and walk you through all the steps on doing that. And once you get started with a pharmacy, then we send you out that free reader. So,
David, thank you.
For more exclusive CSUN coverage, visit www.blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains CSUN coverage is presented by the AT Guys, www.atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2014.